the top stories today. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the Sri Lanka bombings, with claims the Easter Sunday terrorist attacks were in retaliation for the Christchurch shootings. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister has warned that some of those responsible could still be armed with explosives and on the run. Funerals have been held for many of the victims, including Australian mother and daughter Manik and Alexandria Suirachi. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the opposition leader Bill Shorten are in Northern Australia today as election campaigning continues. The Prime Minister's in Darwin to announce the details of a $60 million package for veterans, while Mr Shorten has started the day in Townsville and is promising to make it easier for casual workers to move into permanent jobs. Homicide Squad detectives are investigating the death of a 33-year-old woman whose body was found in a Melbourne laneway this morning. The discovery was made in the Chinatown district of the CBD just after 6:30. The woman is yet to be identified, and police say the cause of death is unclear. And bad weather has hindered China's display of its growing naval power to show off new warships and submarines at a huge fleet review off the city of Qingdao. Events this week mark the 70th anniversary of Communist China's Navy and also feature international ships, including one from Australia.